Yeah, that was Navatona with Space Taxi Driver's Night Shift. And this is Rootwork Radio.
Yeah, Styles Clement and Tantric Ape, where we also take the night shift if you're in, like, Dubai or Finland or Europe. But if you're in America, it's most likely the day shift, so don't have to bust out my smooth Barry White voice just yet.
No, not yet.
No.
Later.
Yeah, later. But speaking of lovemaking, well, no, that's pretty inappropriate. I was trying to do some romantic sort of tie-in, but both and Lady Hectic just got married, and if you've heard the last couple episodes, you've probably heard about that. So they put an album together, which they released to the guests at their wedding, and it's a collaboration, and it's got some cool, like, electro style sort of stuff and some other sort of all sorts of different kind of things, even some ambient stuff. It kind of goes over the map, but it's a really cool song a lot of us like from it called Light and Dark, and this is that song. Light and Dark by Quoth and Lady Hectic, and we are going to travel over to the land of Serbia, who Kick It with De Yafoos on this track, With the Funk. This song is called New Life.
And after this, we got a track by Jesse Stavka. It's called Help.
Help!
Help me! Toronto?
Well, is it Toronto or the whole country of Canada? I've heard conflicting things from you, and I mean, not to say any hate to our neighbors from the north, but you know, sports debates can get pretty passionate when it comes to it.
They can. Well, it's not so much towards the city of Toronto or even the country of Canada. It's more about the front office here in Columbus. And I will continue to support the team on the field, but I have absolutely no faith in the front office anymore. I will continue to go to games. I will debate buying season tickets next year if something doesn't change in the front office. Basically, I'm drinking myself to death.
That's right. co-sponsored alcoholism. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
You know, I mean, like, you know.
Hunt sports groups are enablers.
Yep. Yep. Band together and, you know, just good times and there's bad times, but they usually end with liver damage.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of blue right now. Why don't we play something from Blue May?
Yeah, you know, and I would say that a good thing to play would be Shudder, because, you know, when you think about today's game, you probably shudder at the terrible mishandling of your team.
Yeah. True story.
All right, Blue May, Shudder.
We'll be right back.
Now I feel better.
Yeah, that's the trick. Parasite's got a new song out, and we caught up with lead singer, programmer, and all-around wunderkind, Darren Mason, to interview him about his brand new song. Now, Darren.
Yeah?
Let me ask you something.
Selma?
When you made this new single, Butterfly, I heard you went through a very emotional experience, a very traumatic experience that pulled up a lot of deep-seated, regressed feelings that you had brought up from a very scarred childhood.
Good times.
Yeah, like it was a long emotional journey akin to something like the Neverending Story.
Yes, could you go more into detail about that?
Nah, not really done much. Just seeing my mom, that was about it.
Okay, well, Mr. Mason, I'd also heard that that several of your...
Hey guys, really sorry, but do you mind if I bounce? I'm falling asleep.
Oh, okay.
Next time, man, next time.
Yeah, well, good night.
Good night, I guess. Darren Mason, everybody. This next song is called Butterfly by Parasite.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, Parasite. I love Parasite. Speaking of badass songs, let's go back to a personal favorite of mine by Shaibe One, Starlight.
Continuous time and of all the rhymes that I be climbing, I'm limitless to this world and the miracles I be finding. I'm aligned with the stars and the universe so aligned. So I've been hearing all my calling, so I'm answering to my silence. But coming up to me wrong will have me answering some violence. I be separated from the family like two long distant islands. Kinda like when my mom died and us two never got guidance. Just became another number printed on a driver's license. Till those numbers added up and I got another call for a psychic. Now I look far ahead in my future looking like if I'm psychic. But don't look too far ahead cause you might just find it. Cause death's around the corner with a pipe waiting for you to light it. So I ignite it, you can't put out the fires that I be firing. Got you pulling over the side like fire truck sirens. Cause life's got me rising over the city horizons, devising all my escape plans over defined signs.
In a matter of a moment lost to the end of time, it's the evening of another day and the end of mine. In a matter of a moment lost to the end of time, another day and the end of mine.
Cause at the end of mine, there could be no end of time. A spiritual immortal being piecing out all the hidden signs. Forbidden lines that I write that help me speak out my mind. Help me separate what's real from what's buried deep inside. Cause the cast has been closed and so have my mom's eyes. The light that will never shine or penetrate to see the other side. Just making sure the rent's on time without committing a crime. Trying to stabilize myself in this world that's disorganized. Recognizing what's important and finding my inner child. And then leaving my mark on this earth like a bite from a vampire. Cause you can see all the scars that came from all the backfires. But I'm impenetrable, surfaces harder than sapphire. My mind sharp as barbed wire, kinetic energy hotwired. From all the haywire that my life's acquired. So now I'm only here to inspire what is required. That will eventually transpire through the entire empire.
In a matter of a moment lost to the end of time, it's the evening of another day.
Connected, so you better check this. I'm well respected in areas you probably don't want to even mess with. I'm using verses as a weapon, come get your lethal injection. The poisonous intention without the group intervention. Releasing all the tension and all the stress and already stretching. Bench and wait until they started giving up the confessions. And now I'm changing up directions from the past to the present. So I get scraped like resin or you will end up in the smoke session. While I break it all down like my DNA complexion. So don't get checked like a checklist trying to cross through these intersections. I'm trying to find my inner perfections like I'm misdirected from all this hectic, yeah, they had me living so reckless. So check it, the mirror's too dark to get a glimpse of my reflection. So I'm overlooking the walls and way beyond these dimensions. My flows are coming harder than a porn star's erection. So I give it all I got until the world hears my blessings.
In a matter of a moment lost to the end of time, it's the evening of another day.
Generic, my California rap buddy.
I thought he was from Fiji.
Oh yeah, I had heard he is from Fiji. You know, I hear
the LNC. I'll have to Google that. I don't think the LNC exists, but it could.
It's marked on Mariners navigation charts between sort of between the end of the 17th. Beginning of the 18th century, but the special, the important thing about it is it's one of the few places where they practice beatbox fishery, sort of like spear. It's like spear.
What's that?
Well, it's like spear fishing.
Okay.
But you stick your head into like little tide pools, and you just beatbox the shit out of all the little creatures in there, and like they just float up to the surface. I
That sounds like a great way to get crab.
I've seen Generic do it. He gets crab all the time. He impresses everybody. I mean, bring the guy to your party, you know? Like, but, you know...
That's a party favor. If there are any larger bodies of water around
Well, I know. It's kind of hard in Ohio. I invited him out to a party once out in Nevada, and there wasn't much around except for a couple gopher holes. Ooh, and then a snake almost bit him on the nose, you know, when he was in there. But, you know, like, that's the dangers of, you know, being a beatboxer MC, you know? It's just, you never know, like, you try to take, people always talk about taking a hip-hop to new limits. But Generic's the only person I know who sticks his head in random holes in the ground and beatboxes the fuck out of whatever is in there.
I'm glad to hear he's okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's great. And you know, speaking of always being prepared for the worst situations in the wild, the song's called Lifeguard.
Is my radio broken? Thank God I can't see the DJ. I think I'll choke him. Lay back on the beach and listen to the sound of MNC wisdom. Bare feet in the sand, Ray-Ban over Io, Javala, sun, ray tan lotion. Margarita in the hand, clear sky. Surf, boogie, body, waveboard, slow coasting. Yeah. No joking, west coast floating. Left coast, fresh coast, best coast smoking. BB cutie, bikini booty with lemon eye. Scuba dive for gym the size of heaven's pride. Pack a bowl of seaweed, freak a beach box. And then with the mouth for the seesaw. Hop on a dolphin and rock on a tidal wave. Living life every day like I'm on the final page. Paint on the walls of a sea lion's cave. In these final days, bank off survival wage. On an island with the mind of a pirate. Climbing up your spine to redesign what is vibrant. Hip-hop never died, it went underground. Invisible to the eyes of commercial sound. Hip-hop never drowned, it went underwater. To flee from the sound of the slaughter. In this world, you can drown on the surface. Lost in a noisy circus with no purpose. Let me take you deep down into MNC. Don't worry, you can breathe, just follow me. Show you what's unknown to society. Aquatic kingdom, aesthetic quality. Harmonic guada chakra resonating eyelids. Turn off your radio and hear the sound of silence. Don't get caught up in a curling of lies. Real beauty goes unrecognized. We idolize in warship garbage. Everybody is a so-called artist. It's hard to be heard when you're drowning in a sea of creators who bend up the crown king. Less rejection, more exception. Great depression, great deception.
There's no sand on the beach for the sea.
I'm your lifeguard, baby.
Save you from drowning in a sea of trends.
I'm your lifeguard, homie.
Save you from drowning in a sea of dead ends.
Yeah.
Don't drown in a sea of music. Watch out for the whirlpool of rappers. High tidal waves of DJs. Drowning in an ocean of odds.
I patrol the ocean of sand, throwing my soul to hold on to you when the storm comes around. I heard God is in the radio waves, but the devil infiltrated, manipulating your brains. Now you're satisfied, like your PP magnified. Dramatized, advertised as the facts of life, but really crap in disguise. Wrapped in lies, chill your savage pride and watch the magma rise.
My words are coded for the thinkers, for the ex-non-believers. Frustrated alchemists breaking all their beakers. Fuck a tad, I'm on that all nat. Way too much cheese for them all rats. Always unsatisfied, insatiable. All these bobo sharks need their cables pulled. I know the flow is nuts, creamy coconuts. Kill a machine and feast on its robo guts. Don't worry, I got you, got me. I'm here to save you from the tsunami of painters, musicians, and poets. Songwriters, producers, promoters. Oversaturated, understimulated. Overimitated, carbon copy simulated.
There's no sand on the beach for the sea. There's no sand on the beach for the sea.
Yeah, I'm your lifeguard, baby.
out for the whirlpool of rappers. High tidal waves of DJs drowning in an ocean of artists.
This next song is by that wonderful man of the Big Beat, Boyce.
Oh, Boyce, yeah.
Yeah, Boyce. You know, I heard he works in a like a factory kind of, and he's got this machine, and he's got these bags. Got to do this thing with.
You're losing me, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's crazy. Like, you should see him do it. Like, it's like he does it so fast. I'm like, yo. I'm like, that's the fastest I've ever seen anybody do that. And he's like, yeah. And I try to describe.
You must rack up a lot of sky miles.
Yeah, you know, I travel around a lot. Like, I try to see pick. You know, I try to check on everyone from group work when I can. You know, usually I go see Boyce and stuff like that, you know, sometimes, and, you know, we, like, I don't know, well, you know, he builds rocket ships in his backyard.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Like Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah, no, like a real rocket ship, like.
Oh.
Yeah, like, Boyce is actually... logged.
Not those fake Canadian rocket bullshits.
No. Boyce has actually logged more time in space, on spacewalks, than most U.S. and Russian astronauts, or cosmonauts, I should say. Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's pretty incredible, you know. He starts in Korea in his backyard, and he launches his rocket out, and, you know, he usually starts around 6. And he goes up, probably kicks it about halfway to the moon, does a little, just sits around, makes a little sandwich for himself, and he makes really good sandwiches, too. I mean, the guy's multi-talented, really.
Well, you gotta be. If you're building rocket ships in your backyard, you'd expect there'd be some...
Well, he doesn't just that. He's got, like, a Mechagodzilla thing. He's got a couple things, and they all combine, and they turn into this sort of Godzilla thing. And then he gets in this control thing, and he's got, like... Yeah, and he has to sometimes, once in a while, these monsters come in. There's, like, this evil queen in space, and she has these monsters... And she releases them, they get all big, and him, Boyce, and his friends, they gotta come together with their rocket ships and stuff, and, like, they make this monster, and then they go, and then they go have to go fight it, and they usually break a bunch of the city down and stuff.
Yeah, there's always collateral damage involved.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so this is, Jack's by Boyce. This track's called, Out of Hell.
Stand at my grave and weep. I end up there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond in the snow. I am the sunlight on my grave. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you wake in the morning hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds and serpent flight. I am the soft starlight of night. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. I did not die. Grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond blade of snow. I am the sunlight on my grave. I am and circumcised. I am the soft starlight of the night. I do not stand up by grain of wheat. I am not there. I do not sleep. I do not stand up by grain of crown. I am not there. I did not die.
I've heard there's Serbian moonshine is a I'd call it a passion of mine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I am kind of a connoisseur of Serbian moonshine, and it's it'll do the job. I could use some right now because I'm still basking in the disappointment.
Ah, yes. That's true. Well, you know. You know, I hear that Mock War, what was I going to say? I'm sorry, I have a bottle of Serbian Moonshine here. And I was going to say something about Mock War, but then I saw the bottle. I started drinking it. You were talking.
Witty banter, witty banter, witty banter.
Yeah, alright, so what was their song? Another Kill, Mock War.
Thank you.
We are really hyped to bring you this next guy because let me tell you a little something. Let me tell you a little something about Mr. Yuha Matti. Matti Amaki.
Drop some science for me.
I'm going to drop some science. That fool is science. Is science. He's like Newton's three laws of physics combined with like Kevlar and like the automatic and an AK-47 for all you suckers. I saw this fool once. He was like just kicking in a Helsinki, right? And all these fools came up perpetrating. And then Connie Mackey was like, nah, man, I ain't gonna like, you know, he's just trying to play it cool because that's how he does, you know? And these fools got his face and they try to tell him that like, you know, like socialism doesn't work. Oh, you know, Connie Mackey, that makes him mad, you know? Because that fool like, you know, freaking socialism was his mama, you know? And one day, fools came in and killed his mama, you know? And he's always wanted to get them back, you know? So they told him, yeah, about socialism so bad. Why, Connie Mackey, he got so mad, he got as red as the Soviet flag itself. And man...
Man, that's red.
Yeah, no, he got really red. And he was seeing all this red and stuff like that, and he pulled out a sickle that he keeps in his back pocket, only for sucker perpetrators. And it was, like, forged with the blood of Lenin and, like, a little bit of the brain matter of, like, Leo Tolstoy. You know?
Okay. But that's like some potion you'd find in an RPG.
Yeah, no, it's, like, +5 commie. You know? Anyway, yeah, so he's got that thing, and he's like, yo, what'd you say about my mama? Because he'd even forgot to talk about socialism. He's just thinking about his mama, and they're all like, yo, man. And then he's all like, wah, wah, wah. And then, like... Bam. And then, like, basically, what happened was cops came in and they saw all these fools just, like, laying out in the street. And Connie Mackey's just kicking there, smoking a cigarette, you know? And they're all like, yo, fool, what's going down? And you know what he said to them?
I can only imagine.
Nothing in Finnish, obviously. I mean, I can't speak Finnish, so I couldn't...
Right. It was obviously something in commie Finnish.
Yeah, it's a special dialect of Finnish. All the predicates are distributed evenly throughout the sentence. This is Kadiaki's feather.
Oh,
last song to do, and that would be something from my own. Baobab. Everyone asks me, yo, how do you pronounce Baobab? And I'm like, well, I mean, they don't say it because they don't know how to pronounce it. So they go, "What? How do you pronounce Baobab or Baobab?" And I'm like, yeah, it's Baobab. And they're like, it is? And I'm like, well, I don't really know. You know, because we don't really know. But like, yeah, you know, so like, it was all good, though, because that's how we roll with the Baobab. Like, you know, do things like that. So anyway.
Yeah, made up words are cool.
Not a made up word.
Could be. Anyway. It is in my imagination.
Well,
you made that shit up.
Everyone says that. But anyway. So we come out with their album and it's you know, K-On de Vuskada. And no one can pronounce that either.
Is that more commie Finnish?
Spanish, man. Close to Italian.
Oh, Spanish.
K-On de.
Close to Italian.
Spanish is close to Italian.
It is.
Yeah, you're getting all offended, but you can't say anything.
I'm not offended. I'm not Italian.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm Italian. I'm offended.
All right. Well, quit offending yourself. The fucking song.
No, I'm getting to my point here. Anyway, my point is, people don't know how to pronounce your things. They're coming out with a new EP. And guess what we decided to name it? I'll spell it.
Something impossible.
Yeah, exactly. I'll spell it for you. FAMADIHANA. And here's the best. Huh? Well, here's the best part, though. It's not pronounced like it's spelled. So even if you tried, you're gonna fuck it up.
Now you're just making it impossible.
Well, you know, we're hipsters, so it's part of the whole
right
thing. But anyway.
Well. Take off your scarf and play the fucking song.
No, I'm getting to that point. Very important music. I'll need to stop what you're doing. Appreciate it.
Can I drink during it?
No!
No?
You need to sit down and appreciate it. And be quiet. And I'm going to paint some finger paint. And we're going to play this song.
So what's it called?
The song is called Fama Diana. Thank you. Well, that's the end of our show, I guess.
I'm already having separation anxiety.
Yeah. So, I guess everyone have a good week and stuff. And any last thoughts, Patrick?
I actually have a short week this week. I have Thursday and Friday off, so a 4-day weekend coming up for me.
Nice.
In which I will drink and watch the football.
Nice.
Inter Milan plays on Thursday. Happy about that.
Well, I think I'll just drink. I don't really, you know, I'm not watching the soccer so much. I make up for it
with long pauses on radio shows?
Yeah, I just talk like that anyway. I think if people, and I think talking to you now, people are going to realize that, like, me announcing all these shows is, like, probably takes a lot longer because I always just hit record. Anyway, I hope that everybody has a good weekend. And that's about that. If you're interested in this music, go to facebook.com/rootwordcollective. And I guess you have to say anything else.
Keep it real, suckers.
Keep it real, yo! Woo!